satisfied that they're getting their money's worth and employees can be treated and they're back on a job and they get that kind of benefit, or don't you get that kind of benefit?
I haven't heard anything back. I can tell you from my personal experience, I was with an Anchorage law firm until the end of December, and we were covered by Blue Cross, and our policy has had alcohol and drug abuse coverage since as long as I can remember. So it was already in there, and it made no difference. You know, when it comes to cost, I can tell you right now, I'm having to pay my own policy through the COBRA, keep staying with my former law firm. I'm paying $421 a month for coverage for myself, my wife, and daughter. It almost makes you think that I could take that $421 a month and put it into a bank account, into a savings account, and pay out, you know, when I eventually need it.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, I'm just curious. Thank you. Anybody else want to testify on SB 36? What we'll do, there are some concerns, and Senator Pinks will work with anybody that really wants to work on it. One of the things Senator did come up was the effects of political subdivisions, and I just used our case, for example. Our school district right now, the borough cannot contribute more to the operation of the school. This would mandate them to include this, and we're talking money that they may not have, and which means kids or some other program will have to be cut. So you might want to look at that, the effects of political subdivisions, and of course the question is mandatory inclusion or mandatory offering. So, but Senator Fakes has agreed to be open to anybody that can come and work with her on getting something that maybe we all, I think, want to see good mental health. I don't think that's the problem. So, with that, there's nothing else coming before this committee. I want to thank everybody that did come. Thank you, Senator Fakes, and this meeting's adjourned.